This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Good day, or as they say in German, Guten Tag. I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this short podcast. Today and the next few podcasts anyway, we'll talk about modernism versus biblical Christianity. The other series that I'm working on is on the attributes of God, so I'm in the process of typing up my material on that. But the reason for this particular podcast is we've been teaching it in the adult Sunday school for the last 2 to 3 months, and the response has been great. The questions have been good. The feedback has just been really, really good and helpful for the believers. My goal is simply to help the believers strengthen what they know already. And that is something that we should do as Christians anyway. We should strengthen what we know, continue to build on top of it. It doesn't change the truth. It just makes it clearer to us. And also the second aspect of that is it helps us to give a more reasoned response as to why we believe what we believe. It's not enough today to go out and to make a declaration. Well, the Bible's the Word of God. People want to know why you believe that the Bible is the Word of God. In the mind of the person in the world that's lost, they're looking at that book just like any other religious book. It's on the same level as any other book. And in today's America, you know, Christianity, biblical Christianity, it is not taught. There's very little influence in the world with regards to our faith and aspects of what we believe. And so in the world's eyes, they're looking at that book just like any other book. They want to know why you believe that book is different or better than the Quran. What separates the Word of God from every other religious book, or the Book of Mormon for that matter, or any other book? And so I believe as believers that we should be able to give a response, a reasoned response as to why we believe that the Bible, the Word of God, is superior to other religious books. And I'm not saying come up with 100 reasons. You could if you want to. But I think in most discussions, people want to know why you believe that book is different than every other religious book, and not just a human book or a book written by man. And I think we have a responsibility to try and provide answers to those questions when we're asked. The other example is, well, why do you believe Jesus Christ is the only way into heaven? It's not enough just to say Jesus is the only way into heaven. People want to know, what separates Jesus Christ from every other religious figure? What makes him different from Muhammad or Buddha or any other religious leader or spiritual teacher or guru? What makes him different? What is it about him that separates him from every other religious person? And be able to give reasons, responses as to why you believe that. One of the concerns with modernism is that it undermines those things. Modernism undermines the veracity of the Bible. Modernism undermines the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ, the nature of man, the future judgment of man, and so on. So by teaching on modernism, it helps the believer to clearly differentiate between a modernistic church versus a Bible-believing church. And I think we need to get back to highlighting those differences. And the only way to effectively do that is by having classes on them and talking about those differences. We understand as Bible-believing Baptists that there are certain doctrinal truths that form the bedrock of our faith. And it is those doctrinal truths that are being undermined by many denominations. And so that's where that clash comes in. Well, doctrine divides, and we shouldn't separate over doctrine. So more and more doctrines get added to that list of doctrines that shouldn't be discussed, and pretty soon you're left with nothing. And they relegate it to a gray area or say, no, that should only be taught in Bible school or seminary. No, the local church is the ground and foundation of truth, and it is up to the church, the local church, to teach and preach truth. And that was Paul's charge to Timothy as he was giving him some instruction in the pastoral epistles, and that is our responsibility as believers. So modernism is a theological position that basically rejects the Bible as the Word of God, or as the absolute Word of God. Now, as a Bible-believing Christian, we believe the Bible is true from beginning to end. We believe Genesis to Revelation. We believe that it's true. We stand on 1 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. We take the position of the church at Thessalonica, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 13, when they received the word of God, they didn't receive it as it was the word of men, but as it was in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in them that believe. And we see that approach to the word of God not only in the New Testament, but also in the Old Testament as well. There's no scripture that says to man it is okay to question the veracity of God's word. There's none. And so by faith, I believe that the word of God is true from beginning to end. I taught a lesson a couple months back, on inerrancy. And its basic definition is that the Bible is true in whatever it teaches. And there are basically two positions with regards to inerrancy. So that lesson a couple months back was an introduction to it. Now I'm gathering more material on it. But the limited inerrancist says that only certain parts of the Bible are true. And they usually relegate that to theological or gospel-related teaching. The unlimited inerrancist says that the Bible is true in whatever it teaches throughout. In other words, it's true historically, it's true scientifically, and it's true theologically. And so let me give you an example. In Genesis, I believe that Adam was created from the dust of the ground. The limited inerrancist comes on the scene and says, no, that's not true. That's an allegory. No, I believe it's true. And I believe Eve was created from the rib of Adam. And I believe the Israelites passed through the Red Sea, not the Reed Sea. It was far more than a foot deep, my friends. I believe that Christ walked on water, not on ice floes. The modernist comes on the scene and says, no, he really didn't rise from the grave. And then we start talking about the substitutionary atonement. There's questions that are brought in on that. People don't want to. It's hard for them to wrap their heads around the fact that Jesus Christ shed his blood for our sins. That is offensive to a lot of modernists. They don't want to talk about the shed blood, but it's critical. It's critical to understanding the nature of the atonement and what that means for the believer. So we just continue to add more and more material to what we believe, and that in turn equips us to be able to give a reasoned defense. Now, the other thing that the modernist believes concerning the Bible is that the Bible contains the Word of God. Now, at first you might think, well, there's no big deal there, but as you begin to peel back the layers, you realize, wait a minute, what does he mean by the Bible contains the Word of God? The next question that comes is, well, what parts are the Word of God? So now you've created a problem. There's doubt now being introduced where there was no doubt before, which parts of the Word of God. And then number two, how do I discern which is the Word of God and which isn't? Now you've introduced another authority, and that goes against Bible-believing Christianity. We have only one authority, and that's the Word of God. And by faith, we believe that. But to the modernist, he says, nope, the Bible contains the Word of God. There are aspects that shouldn't be there. So now you've got conflicting authorities. And it was never God's intention to create conflicting authorities. As Bible believers, we believe the Bible is the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, without question. We're not interested in changing that position, maybe modifying our arguments so that we can better articulate it, but we're not going to change that position. And when I read the statements of faith, and I wish I had some of them here with me, of the creeds and so forth, that there was a confidence, a dogmatism when it came to the Word of God. And I believe that modernism today, with its view on, or limited view, I should say, on the Word of God, we're seeing a falling away in that regard as far as the place that the Bible has in the lives of God's people and in churches. It is shameful, and I've heard testimony after testimony, people going to visit churches, and there's no Bible at all. I just heard this recently. There was no Bible opened. The person that got up to speak got up with some kind of devotional book. No Bible whatsoever. The Bible has to be preeminent in all aspects of the ministry in the believer's life. It is a shameful thing to see the falling away in that regard in so many different circles, and that is largely in part because of the influence of modernism. It places very little emphasis on the supremacy of the Scripture. And say what you want about the Reformers, but theirs was sola scriptura. That was the book. And we've got to get back to the book. Never mind the words of men or your favorite Bible college. We got to get back to what the book says about a thing. And as students of the Word, and we're all students of the Word, dig into the Scriptures and discern those important scriptural doctrinal truths that are relevant to our life as Christians and ministry as we serve the Lord here in this life. So the modernist takes a lesser view of the Word of God in terms of its inerrancy, in terms of which parts of the Bible are the Word of God. There's question and doubt raised there, whereas Bible-believing Christians believe by faith that the Word of God is true from beginning to end. We believe that the Bible is inspired by God, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16, and that the Bible is to be used in all matters of faith and practice. Now, the Bible is very clear in Timothy and other places. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And many other verses that could be added to that list. So as a Bible believer, we believe the Bible's true from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation. We may not understand it all, but that is the reason why we are told to study out God's word so that we can learn and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The modernist takes a more liberal or a lesser view concerning the Word of God. Take care and have a good day.